73. Collection. Phineas, February 2217, Delta Pavonis. I closed the connection with Bill and turned to Ferb. The defense of Delta Pavonis had failed, and we now had to compound the karmic deficit by ripping up to 20,000 people from their homes by force. Jacques had put a lot of thought into the problem, and Ferb and I had expanded on the plan once we'd come online. It wasn't going to be pretty, but there simply wasn't time for explanation and debate. It should have helped that the people we were going to snatch would otherwise die. It didn't. Jacques had selected two towns of the right size in different parts of the target country to maximize genetic diversity while still retaining community. We carried specialist drones in our holds ready to do the deed. I hovered over my town, Major, in the dead of night. If this was Earth, it would be about 3 a.m. A dog barked. Well, the local equivalent of a dog did the equivalent of barking, but otherwise, there was no movement. Without an electrical grid, most places still went totally dark once everyone went to bed. I sent out the first wave of drones. These were equipped with canisters of a heavy, odorless gas that we'd developed. It would render the victims unconscious for up to 4 hours. By then, hopefully, we'd have them all in stasis. The drones performed their task, then headed back to the cargo hold, and the second wave of drones exited to collect bodies. Each drone could hold 2 adult PAV. It would take about 50 trips per drone to collect the full 10,000 people. I hoped that we would come up under 10,000 in total, rather than have to leave people behind. I dreaded what anyone would have to go through, waking up to find that almost everyone in their town had disappeared. It would be devastating, even without the inevitable suspicion that would fall on them. The operation completed flawlessly. Some comments over the scut from Ferb indicated that his end wasn't going quite so swimmingly. I smiled, thinking of the ribbing I'd given. Then I lost the smile when I realized neither of us would be in the mood. I'd emptied the town with a count of 9,273. I checked with Ferb to see what his head count would be like. His town was coming in under as well, so I implemented one of our contingency plans. There were a number of bases within a few hundred miles that housed either standing armies or perhaps some version of peacekeeping forces. I raided 3 of them and brought my total up to within 100 of my maximum capacity. Some military personnel would be worth having. The gas we had used would biodegrade within hours. By the time investigators were brought in, there wouldn't even be an odor, assuming they had time to do that before the others got here. I pinged Ferb. Ready to go? He didn't answer for a few milliseconds. I was just opening my mouth to repeat the question when he responded. Yeah, looks like it. Woo-hoo. I nodded to myself. Yeah. Woo-hoo, indeed.